It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Mo. Thanks, Kanye. Apple says the new iPhone 4S announced yesterday is better, faster, stronger, smarter. Glenn Fleischman has written several books about Apple. He says speed will make a difference in some areas, not all.
You can't read your email faster. I'm sorry, your eyes and brain only work at a certain speed. It'll be better for photo editing. If you want to edit photos in any of the apps that come with or are available for the iPhone, and there's some built-in photo editing now with the iPhone 4S, it's going to shoot 1080p sized HD video, which is a pretty high resolution. It's the highest HD format, and you need more processing power to do that, and then to be able to trim or do any editing on the phone.
But if I already have a reasonably up-to-date phone, I feel like it's already pretty fast.
Apple and Google and all the other smartphone makers that are smart have tried to do things like provide quick transitions so you think something is happening fast even when it's happening slow on your smartphone. So you only notice when you're doing specific activities like trying to shoot HD video or play a realistic game.
Apple says the 4S will be 7 times faster than the iPhone 4, and smarter too. It has a system called Siri, which lets you give voice commands, ask questions, get answers. Boris Katz of MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory worked on IBM's Watson project. That was the question and answer computer system that won on Jeopardy. Katz says there's already a lot of artificial intelligence being worked into daily life.
Recent successes include things like object recognition systems that you can find in Google Goggles, or question answering system that you can see in Watson system at IBM, or iPhone intelligent assistant Siri. The examples include cameras that recognize faces.
But Katz says we are still at the Wright brothers stage of AI development. Got a long way to go.
The really huge problem that artificial intelligence tried to address is to understand human intelligence, not just to build very successful gadgets that simulate intelligence. And we, unfortunately, are quite a long way from that. If you talk of Watson as an example, it's a fantastic engineering achievement, and it has a remarkable performance, but they certainly have not created the machine that thinks like us, like humans. And they did not bring us much closer to understanding human intelligence. And this, I think, should be our next challenge.
Boris Katz from MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. Let's brush up on our vocabulary.
Gray mail.
Think of it as somewhere between spam and an email you actually want. Gray area. Gray mail. Seems a lot of people use Microsoft's Hotmail system when they sign up for things online and have to give an address, but don't want to get an actual email from that place. Coupon offers, that kind of thing. Now, Microsoft is adding special filters to separate the gray mail from the, well, the Hotmail. You can also unsubscribe to mailing lists from your inbox without venturing into some yucky website. Hotmail, I know you're not the latest product, but way to improve yourself. Nice work, Hotmail. Was that patronizing? I'm sorry, Hotmail. We're online at marketplacetech.org. Podcasts of all of our shows are at iTunes. Go there, get caught up, subscribe if you like. It's free. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Mo.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Best Buy for Business, with commercial-grade products and personal account managers to help your business be ready for anything. BestBuy.com/business.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.